You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. On Friday, January the 13th, I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at another 8-race bonanza card at Dundalk this evening. Plenty of decent handicaps, maidens and claimers alike. Decent betting races, and the highlight comes in the shape of the 6:30, where many of these course regulars are in really good form. Lockhorns once again, so that obviously will take some sifting out, as will most of the races here tonight. But we begin, however, traditionally nowadays, with a 5-furlong sprint handicap. Quite a few of these know each other on first name terms. And it's no great surprise to see Strategic Force once again to the head of the market. He often runs well in these kind of races, and his time figures are exceptionally good. But the problem with Gerard O'Leary's horse, and he's almost becoming a little bit of a cult figure for the wrong reasons here at Dundalk, he keeps finding one too good for him. His inability, let's say, to get the job done and find something off the bridle, because he does travel well in his races, is obviously becoming a little bit of a concern. And at 11 to 4, 5 to 2 this morning, you'd have to pass him over, you'd say, in favour of a horse who's already finished in front of him in the shape of Red All-Star. And because Gerard Keane's charge is available like a 4-1, that horse looks a fairly obvious looking each way alternative to the favourite. Like I say, having beaten Strategic Force back on the 4th of November, showing real good tenacity on that occasion, this 7-year-old has gone on to run really well on a couple of subsequent runs. But the fact that he was over 6 furlongs obviously just kind of stretched his stamina in the latter stages. And incidentally, going back to that win at Dundalk in early November, he did do it from stall 13 as well. So obviously you've got to upgrade that performance. Nothing wrong with his time figures either. Much better drawn today. A good 4-4 ride in the hands of Colin Keane. Can see Red All-Star give us a really good run for our money in the opener.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, which is a mile claimer. And the standout horse here on all known form and time figures recently is the old boy Takata Blue. At the grand old age of 77, still seems to be going fairly strong. He's laced his couple of performances over tonight's course and distance when he finished third to His Eye Music and just before Christmas went third behind the inform Shin Impala and Dance Alone. Certainly gives him an excellent chance of finally getting his head in front, because it's been a little while between drinks. His obvious threat looks to be his ex-stable companion Burn the Boats, who's now of course in the hands of Johnny Levens. But he's obviously got to prove himself equally adaptable over this distance. The enigma in this race has to be Mulzam. Of course, he used to be trained by Charlie Appleby, and on his last start for Godolphin, he managed to win a decent handicap at Lingfield. But we just don't know where we stand with this horse. We haven't seen we hadn't seen him for quite a while, but he made his debut at Four New Connections over 5 furlongs. And no great surprise to see a horse who probably needs a mile and a quarter to get outpaced on that occasion. So, like I say, he's the one that covers the race, or shrouds it in a little bit of mystery. So do keep an eye on Mulzam and any market support in his direction. But the solid one, as I said, has to be Takata Blue.
Race number 3.
On to race 3 then, not a bad little maiden. The two that set the standard at the course are Jack Mel and Time Constraints, as they dead-heated for second place behind Joe Lyons' November Tale on the meeting before Christmas. On this occasion, Jack Mellor comes out worse of the draw because he's drawn in stall 12. So that might just give a chance, certainly anyway, for Time Constraints to get the bragging rights of those two particular rivals in that 6 o'clock. But the one to go with here for me, I'm taking a little bit of a chance on Dermot Weld's Young Special, who's just had the one run in its career so far, finishing a eye-catching and knock-knocked about sixth behind I'm So Fancy from the Jessica Harrington stable in a decent mile maiden at Navan. Now, the fact that Dermot brings this horse out in January suggests perhaps this horse has been working quite well at home and he obviously wants to get her out. But the other key factor to her, and this is probably courtesy of Andrew Mount's stats, is that Fastnet Rocks have got a tremendous overall record on the poly track. So it's a good opportunity here, or good manoeuvre anyway, by Dermot to send this horse on an all-weather expedition here on only her second start. She could have done with a slightly better draw, but hopefully she'll be able to overcome that in the hands of the master, Pat Smullen. And at 5-1 this morning, she looks a fair each way bet.
Race 4.
On to race 4 then. This is the best race of the night. Decent 0-100 handicap. And the obvious horse for me to go with here is a horse that I've followed in recent times, just because he keeps improving and keeps running well to a very high stand. That's got to be Chestnut Fire. Like I say, he gets a nat vote here this evening. He started his winning run back in October when he won in fairly convincing fashion. And he followed that up with an even more impressive figure, not only visually but on the clock, when he won by 3 lengths going away from a decent field. That was on the 9th of November. Unfortunately, on his next start, when he was sent off a short price favourite, he only managed to finish second, but it was a very agonising second at that, when he just went down by a nose behind Red Avenger, who got first run on him in the home straight. Indeed, Mickey Halford's Charge probably would have won that evening had he not met for interference. He dropped back to 7 furlongs last time out and was well backed again, but he just couldn't quite come to terms with the specialists over that trip. The time figure actually he achieved on that occasion in finishing third was his best ever. So, like I say, he's definitely improving as the winter goes on. He's got a good draw tonight. He should be dropped out the back, whereas his main market rival, Red Avenger, on this occasion has got a terrible draw to overcome in stall number 10. That means he's got to use up vital energy early on. So Chestnut Fire certainly holds all the aces here tonight, and I expect him to justify his favouritism in race 4.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, the 7 o'clock, which is a 2-mile handicap. And Guard of Honour obviously has got to be of some respect here, travelling over the Irish Street from George Bake. I'm not sure whether George has had too many runners here in recent times. And Colin Keane, who's been riding the track really well, has got duty in the saddle. He wasn't a bad 60 of the day at Newcastle. But I'm going to stick with the local brigade. I'm going to go with Matthew Smith's Winter Lion, who, although he's getting on a little bit in years now, he's a 7-year-old, he still shows plenty of his old verve. Indeed, he's won 2 of his last 4 starts, including a course and distance win here on the 11th of November. And it's that victory that tips the balance of power in his favour for me, because at least we know this horse, that he gets the trip really well, as many of these don't. He should also receive quite a good pace to shoot at, which is what he wants, because we've got the old front runner Shah Jar in the lineup. So things should pan out quite nicely for Winter Lion in the hands of Wayne Lorden. And at 3-1 this morning, he gets a vote in race 5.
Race number 6.
On to race number 6 then, the 7:30, which is an apprentice handicap over 7 furlongs. The 2 to stand out here are Secret Path and Arborfield. We'll deal with Secret Path first. She was a good winner here too. Starts to go on over course and distance when given a good ride by Gary Halpine. Pretty much made all the running and standing very strongly to win by 3 lengths in a very good time figure. Although she didn't improve upon that performance last time, strictly speaking, her number in finishing 5th behind Chosen Rock in a 6-furlong handicap was just as equal as the performance before. But now stepping back up to 7 furlongs and extra distance tonight, this horse has got a good draw in the hands of Gary Halpine. I'm sure will go well. The other one to mention is Arborfield, as I pointed out. This Gelding by Moss Vale has run consistently well throughout the winter, and did so last time out when finishing 4th behind the improving Easy Boy. Unfortunately, this horse, who made most of the running that evening until getting tired, just didn't quite see out the trip from giving a false or ride. Dropping back to 7 furlongs, which to my eyes anyway seems to be its best distance. Drawn in still 1 in the hands of Robbie Downey, I'd expect Arborfield also to go well, so probably a split stakes option is the choice there.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest then, which comes up as Division 2 of that 7-furlong apprentice handicap. And the standout horse here, without a shadow of a doubt, on the figures and on its form last time out, is More Kudos from the Michael Brown stable. This horse is improving with every outing, particularly since it's had the cheek pieces on a good 3rd behind Mo Henry 2 starts ago. Set this horse up a month later for its a maiden victory here at Dundalk, and he did it in very convincing fashion as well, when he stayed on very strongly to beat the in-form Red All-Star in the end quite comfortably, despite the head margin not really saying so. Drawn in stall 2 tonight in the hands of Killian Leonard, I expect this horse to track the pace and be very strong in the finish once again. Our jock, the old boy, well, he rolled back the ears of the day and finally got the monkey off his back with a victory at Wolverhampton the other night. Obviously, the transference of his his settings, if you like, over to the Dunster Park venue, certainly booked his ideas up, as he won in quite a good time figure. So he's obviously got to be a danger drawn in stall one. But whether he can go back to back has to be of a slight concern. So more kudos looks the obvious one there.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a 7 furlong handicap for the three-year-olds. Buddha Boy obviously sets a standard with his victory here the last day when he got off the mark at the fifth time of asking. But on that occasion, he was drawn in stall one, whereas tonight he's drawn in stall number 10. So that could prove problematical. And the one who caught the eye in that race with a decent finish into fifth place was Rounding. And I'm expecting this horse perhaps to get a little bit closer, if not turn the form around with Ger Lyons' charge. I do like the way that Brendan Duke's individual stayed and very powerful in the latter stages. Went through the line quite hard on that occasion. Much better drawn tonight in the hands of Rory Cleary. This Gelding by Vocalised has to go well, and at 7-1 this morning is the standout each way choice in the final race. That's it for now then. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We've got a meeting at Fairy House for you this Sunday with a 7 race programme beginning at 1 o'clock. So do please tune in to the podcast on Sunday, where we'll give you all the lowdown on the latest toings and froings there at the County Kildare venue. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.